Kingdom Gains Podcast. American Samoa's first island podcast. Your place for inspiration in the islands. Get out of your limited beliefs today with your host, Joe Ofterock. Kingdom living, kingdom focused, all kingdom gains.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Kingdom Gains Podcast. Your boy Joe Ofterock, and I'm super grateful to have your support by just listening and sharing the podcast. Subscribe for or click the notification to get updated on the next podcast. And if you're listening in from all over the world, wherever you're listening at, we're grateful. We're appreciative. So today, you know, I'm on the road driving. I'm thinking to myself, you know, how can I bless you, the listener? You know, and no matter where you're at in your life today, you know, one thing that I want to make sure we are reminded is that, you know, in the book of Galatians 6:9, it's talked about, you know, reaping what you sow. And that's a powerful scripture to kind of encourage us, the believer or non-believer, and just an entrepreneur, you know, somebody's trying to get ahead in life. You will always reap what you sow. And whatever you put in, that work, that effort, that consistency, whatever you put in, you're going to get out equally or even more if you're focused on it, right? And we have to focus on that, you know, the effort that we put in, the good things that we put in, the relationships that we build. You know, we got to plant good seeds in order to get a harvest. And so I encourage you, you know, every day to keep planting, to keep stepping out in faith, to keep a positive mindset. I'm telling you, because if we don't focus in on those things, if we're not conscious and we're aware that, you know, what we're thinking is going to affect our lives each and every day, it could derail our progress. You know, it could really affect us. So, you know, even in your thoughts, whatever you're thinking in your thoughts, keep good thoughts. You know, think good things and speak life and continue to pray. You know, you reap what you sow. If you're sowing negative seeds, if you're always angry, if you're always bitter, if you're always envious, you know, negative things are going to come into your life. You know, you're going to be more bitter, and then it's not going to be a good energy. People don't want to be around you. And so we reap what we sow. Jim Rohn says, you don't get what you want, you get what you deserve. So, you know, I can want a lot of things in life, right? I can go through life, I can want this, I can want the next nice car, and I can want all this, but are you deserving of it? You know, have you put in that work? You know, are you focusing on the things that you can do tomorrow in order to eventually get that in the future? You know, are you setting yourself up for success? Or are you just complaining? You know, we don't get what you want. You might want a lot of things, but you get what you deserve. And God sees the matter of the heart, right? And God knows, you know, if you're deserving of that because you're faithful with things that He's already given you. God has probably blessed us with a lot of things that we take for granted. And so today is Friday. You know, this short episode, I just want to remind you, you know, plant good seeds, guys. If you're out there today, surround yourself with positive, like-minded individuals. You know, get out there and just be happier today, you know, because you're blessed. You know, stop looking at your cup half empty, but look at your cup half, you know, half full instead, you know, and optimistic about how God's going to fill it up, you know, your energy, and stay positive 100%, even when it seems really dark and gloomy, you know. And that's the only way I've been getting through. That's always been how I've been getting through in life, you know, and never worry about what people do or say, you know, about your situation, because your temporary situation is never your permanent destination. All right, so keep moving forward, guys. Keep pushing, keep working, keep praying, and you know, I'm thankful today that you're able to listen in on this message on the Kingdom Gains Podcast. So God bless you all. This is your boy Joe off the rock. Appreciating you. God bless you. I'll take care out there. Stay safe. Let's go.